Welcome to the Western Magazine Hour. Stories and articles about the American West. Produced at the Recording Library of West Texas. Your narrator is Jack.
Step into the West. It would take a lifetime to highlight all of the wondrous travel options in the American West. That's why a few time-tested starting points in each of the West's regions and beyond are in order. Let us help you begin your next epic journey into history, art, culture, and adventure. Number 1. Alaska. C. Aurora Borealis, also known as the Northern Lights, is most visible in the interior and Arctic regions of Alaska between August and April, and there are plenty of tours and opportunities to take it in. Fairbanks is considered one of the best places for viewing. Do. Alaska Native Heritage Center is a village of interactive, history-rich sites surrounding Lake Tiulana, brimming with opportunities to learn and experience the life ways and cultural traditions of Alaska's indigenous groups. AlaskaNative.net. Eat. Fresh seafood, wild game, and foraged veggies are on the menu at Seven Glaciers, the well-loved dining destination atop Mount Alyeska. It's located inside Alyeska Resort, another solid stay option 40 miles south of Anchorage. Stay. Whether you get there by train, car, or coach, the Grand Denali Lodge, denalialaska.com/grand-denali.lodge, on Sugarloaf Mountain, can be a luxurious home base from which Denali National Park bus tours, flight scene trips, ATV rides, water adventures, covered wagon expeditions, and fly fishing sessions are launched. Day trip. While you can't go wrong taking deep dives into national parks such as Lake Clark, you can also board a boat for one of the state's many glacier and wildlife day cruises. Find out more at TravelAlaska.com. 2. Arizona. C. The Canyon de Chelly National Monument combines stunning cinema-ready overlook views and chances to take deeper tours led by authorized Navajo guides. Something to keep in mind on any visit, a community of Navajo people still lives and thrives in Canyon de Chelly. Do. Get adventurous in Lake Havasu, a beautiful haven for all manner of activities from cycling and off-roading to fishing and water sports. The hikes and the golf courses are abundant for more relaxed among us. Eat. Inspired by the cuisines of Spain, France, and Italy, the fine dining options at Cress on Oak Creek are enjoyed against a natural woodsy creek backdrop. And the restaurant itself is part of a luxury wellness resort, L'Auberge de Sedona, at which one can reset for days in a comfortable lodge room or a creekside cabin. Stay. In addition to rest and relax options, L'Auberge, Boynton Canyon's enchantment resort, one can even get closer to nature thanks to Grand Canyon lodging options that run the gamut. Day trip. You don't have to be obsessed with the gunfight at the OK Corral to enjoy a day in Tombstone, but it certainly helps. The historic town's Tombstone Courthouse State Historic Park should be a good starting point for explorers. 3. California Northern. C. The scenic drives and stops are the thing, whether you're peering at the tall trees of the Redwood National and State Parks or camping out in the Mendocino National Forest. Do. One can cross it in a variety of ways or simply marvel from one of the overlooks, but the Golden Gate Bridge is a must in San Francisco. Eat. Go gourmet in Sonoma County at one of its finest restaurants, Folk Table, which serves up delectable dishes for carnivores, vegans, and vegetarians with ingredients sourced from neighboring farms. And for dessert, sips from all the other nearby wineries, of course. Stay. The best way to do Napa Valley is to have a place close by to rest your head. One of the best in the area is Auberge du Soleil, with options ranging from a simple classic room to a private maison. AubergeResorts.com. Back in the city by the bay, Cavallo Point offers a front row view of the Golden Gate Bridge. Day trip. You can take epic hikes among redwoods at the Muir Woods National Monument. There are 6 miles of trails with loops for short and longer hikes. 4. California Central. C. The view from Mount Whitney is unparalleled, as is the tallest peak in the lower 48 states. You can hike up the Whitney Trail to see for yourself. Permit info at recreation.gov. If you are up for a fitness challenge, or you can trek along any other stretch of the John Muir Trail, which runs from Yosemite Valley to Mount Whitney. Do. Dine among the Santa Ynez locals, sip from some craft cocktails, and catch live bands at Maverick Saloon, a Segundo Street staple that's been open for more than 6 decades. Eat. Try the Ambrosia Burger, a crowd favorite ground steak sandwich, at Nepenthe, a Big Sur restaurant that's been around and famed for its cliffside view since 1949. Stay. Staying on the Big Sur stretch of coast feels like a dramatic escape. You're surrounded by breathtaking views of coastline, woods, and mountains. Alila Ventana Big Sur offers all that. The Post Ranch Inn also boasts some. Day trip. Spend a day taking in the ambience and coastal whimsy of Cannery Row on Monterey Bay. Prepare for the jaunt by reading a little Steinbeck. Number 5. California Southern. C. It's called the Pink Monument. You can witness it throughout the Ojai Valley at the moment when the sun goes down and briefly shades the Topatopa Bluffs with a brilliant pink hue. Meditate, take pictures, or just stare. It's even better when you're dining, hiking, or wrapping up a day at one of Ojai's many spa resorts. Do. The extremes in California's national parks are remarkable. From the dramatic canyons and giant trees of Sequoia and Kings Canyon to the hottest, driest, and lowest of the parks, Death Valley. Eat. Saddle Peak Lodge in Calabasas has been operating for more than a century, with its unique combo of hunting retreat decor, breathtaking views from Malibu's mountains, and elevated gourmet dishes. Stay. There's no more relaxing and rejuvenating destination town in California than Palm Springs, where the vibes are laid back and colorful. Many opt to choose a rental house to enjoy the mountain views and take meditative day trips into the Coachella Valley or Joshua Tree National Park. But the hotel options in the area won't disappoint either. Palm Springs Ace Hotel and Swim Club is a favorite for the Good Times set. Day trip. Western history enthusiasts can take different approaches to exploration, including the cultural and historical exhibits at Griffith Park's Autry Museum of the American West, and the childlike thrills of walking around the storied Western movie set that is Pioneer Town. quote from William Devane. Less than an hour's drive from downtown Palm Springs, Thermal is home to actor William Devane's Deer Creek Ranch. It's also the date capital of the world. It's all about the dates and date shakes in Thermal, Devane says. There are date farms all across the area where you can stop and taste or purchase almost a dozen different kinds of dates. They're said to be good for your ticker. Oasis Date Gardens is one that is mentioned a lot and known for their shakes. Number 6. Colorado. C. If Rocky Mountain National Park exploration is your goal, you'll find a launch pad in Estes Park with dining, lodging, shopping, skiing, and lots more. Do. Take a rejuvenating dip in a natural hot spring. You can find multiple chances in Pagosa Springs, or you can have a more immersive spa and resort experience at Dunton Hot Springs. Eat. With its running tagline, New Foods of the Old West, the Fort Restaurant in Morrison, just southwest of Denver, promises an experience like no other inside an adobe castle modeled after Colorado's Bent's Old Fort National Historic Site. Rocky Mountain oysters and buffalo empanadas are two of the fine dining menu items inspired by the foodways of Native tribes and Santa Fe Trail pioneers. Stay. Longtime glampers and ranch enthusiasts alike might flock to Vista Verde Guest Ranch, close to the state's northern edge. For pure urban luxury and relaxing views, try Aspen's Hotel Jerome. Experience more luxury dude ranching at the Sea Lazy U in Granby. Day trip. A jaunt to Vail always does a traveler good, whether you choose to hit the slopes, the links, the hiking and biking trails, or the social gathering places. Number 7. Washington, D.C. The D.C. headquarters of Smithsonian's National Museum of American Indian features both permanent and temporary collections of art, documents, and artifacts from America's native tribes. Before or after the museum visit, be sure to stop at the National Native American Veterans Memorial, which was dedicated in 2022. Number 8. Florida. The James Museum of Western and Wildlife Art in St. Petersburg specializes in Western artists from the 20th and 21st centuries, in addition to a gallery dedicated to wildlife around the world. If you're in the Everglades, the big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation's Ahtahtiki Museum allows access to fascinating artifacts and archival items. Number 9. Georgia. The permanent collection at Cartersville's Booth Western Art Museum is astonishing and world-class, but there's also room for forward-looking and groundbreaking featured exhibits. One could spend days here. Take a virtual tour at boothmuseum.org. 10. Tennessee. Country music lovers can't miss the glories of Nashville, Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium, Broadway Honky Tonks, Memphis, Beale Street, Sun Records, or Pigeon Forge, Dollywood. TNNVacation.com. Also worthwhile, a day trip of stops along the Tennessee Whiskey Trail, or a luxury stay at Wallen's Blackberry Farm. Number 11. Missouri. St. Louis is known for its status as the gateway to the West, and the Gateway Arch is the iconic visual symbol of the designation. But venture a little further beyond the big city to Johnny Morris's Big Cedar Lodge in Ridgedale, among the Ozarks and Table Rock Lake. It's a nature lover's respite, with endless activities and options in the great outdoors. Number 12. New York. The companion branch to D.C.'s National Museum of the American Indian is located significantly near the southern tip of Manhattan. Some of its items on view go back thousands of years. Traveling near Rochester, make time for the Ganondagan State Historic Site, where a 17th century Seneca Nation town once thrived. Start your explorations at the site's Seneca Art and Culture Center. 13. Idaho. C. For peaks and valleys that delight, look to Hell's Canyon National Recreation Area. For a scene rivaling Niagara, stop at Shoshone Falls. And for a little bit of everything Idaho's varied landscape offers, take the Lake Coeur d'Alene Scenic Byway, or one of the many other byways in the state. Do. The Idaho State Museum and Boise Art Museum are in close proximity, with the former housing interactive features laying out the state's history and the latter running the fine art gamut. Eat. Even if you aren't staying overnight at Redfish Lake Lodge in Stanley, it's worth a trip to the resort's premier dining room, Limbert's, which touts a chef-driven, locally sourced menu. Stay. We'd recommend an adventure-filled family outing on a real ranch. Victor's Lynn Canyon Ranch sits in the foothills of the Tetons. Twin Peaks Guest Ranch is in the Rockies. Day trip. Sun Valley was a sort of geographic muse for writer Ernest Hemingway. You can experience the resort town just as he did, and even visit his final resting place. Number 14, Kansas. C. Anyone fascinated by bison and their preservation needs to spend some time in the Flint Hills Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve. The 44-foot Keeper of the Plains steel sculpture in downtown Wichita is also a sight to behold, overlooking two rivers. Do. Drive the Western Vistas Historic Byway. You'll find, among other points of interest, the Monument Rocks National Landmark, a landscape photo-worthy Niobrara chalk formation that might make you think you aren't in Kansas anymore. Eat. One word. Barbecue. Kansas City is a town known all over the world for its sweeter, sauced, grilled, and smoked meats. Stay. The guest ranch offerings for a cowboycation in Kansas are abundant. Start looking at travelks.com. Day trip. Founded in 1872, Dodge City was dubbed the cowboy capital of the world. Nowadays, it's one of the best places in the world to learn about and get a taste of Old West history. 15. Minnesota. C. Anyone, regardless of faith, can appreciate the monumental proportions of classical revival-style architecture. The Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, are home to two shining examples. Minneapolis has the Basilica of St. Mary, and a 10-mile drive from there will take you to the Cathedral of St. Paul. Do. Leave the land behind. Board a boat with a ranger and tour the interior of Voyers National Park, which is only accessible by water. Or you can rent your own canoe and explore the wonders of Eli's Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. Eat. Elsewhere in this issue, find out about Owamni, Minneapolis's beloved indigenous restaurant, founded by sous chef Sean Sherman. Stay. A couple of hours north of Twin Cities, in Deerwood, you'll find Rutgers Bay Lake Resort, a stately, historic family lodge that's ideal for golfing, beach time, fine dining, and water-adjacent relaxation. Day trip. Lake Superior is the largest freshwater lake in the world, A great way to spend a day or two, explore the activities and sights of the North Shore. Find lots of options at NorthShoreVisitor.com. 16. Montana. C. Drive the Beartooth Highway, U.S. Route 212, from Red Lodge to the northeastern entrance point of Yellowstone National Park. You can make a turn onto the Chief Joseph Highway, Wyoming Highway 296. Both scenic routes will show you Montana at its most beautiful. Dew, Yellowstone National Park. It's the oldest and perhaps the best known of them all. Get started exploring the options at nps.gov. Eat. In Billings, try the MT Lake Trout at Fieldhouse. The eats are delectable, but the whiskey is the real star at Bozeman's Copper. And in the quirky town of Missoula, don't miss the meal and wine pairings at Plonk. Stay. Gourmet cuisines, fine wines, luxury cabins and guest houses, horseback trips, yoga, and much more. Triple Creek Ranch in Darby is an experience-rich landing spot for those traveling in the Bitterroot Valley. And you can choose from four types of stays, glamping to full luxury, at Phillipsburg's The Ranch at Rock Creek. Day trip. Fly fishing in southeast Montana is next level, with access to the Bighorn River, Yellowstone River, and other smaller tributaries. Number 17. Nebraska. C. Historically, a guiding landmark for pioneers and Native Americans, Scott's Bluff National Monument stands 800 feet and overlooks the North Platte River. You can hike it or drive it, but don't forget your camera. Dew, the Cowboy Trail, 187 miles of crushed limestone surfacing between Norfolk and Valentine, where Smith Falls is located. Eat, Omaha's Boiler Room, sources the ingredients of its elegant yet hearty dishes from local farms and ranches. For the casual lunch crowd, grab a burger and fries at Honest Abe's Burgers and Freedom, a Lincoln staple with four locations. Stay. You can train watch, trail ride, stargaze, fossil hunt, and more at Heritage Guest Ranch in northwest Nebraska's Pine Ridge foothills. Day trip. Get closer to Western history at the Buffalo Bill Ranch State Historic Park and State Recreation Area in North Platte. Tour William F. Cody's 1886 house at the park and camp, fish, or hike the North Platte River at the recreation area. 18. Nevada. C. They are rites of passage on the All-American Family Road Trip, the Hoover Dam, and Lake Mead, which the dam essentially created, are picturesque for the camera-toting tourists and endlessly fascinating for the history and engineering buffs. Do. Anything and everything in Las Vegas is the obvious do here, but Reno, with plenty of casino action itself, has claims to fame. One is the Nevada Museum of Art, the sole accredited art museum in the state. Eat. Hailed as one of the best cowboy-friendly dining spots in Las Vegas, Tender Steakhouse and Lounge in Luxor prides itself on the quality of its dry and wet-aged steaks. Perfect for a hearty meal during December's Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, or any other time, really. Stay. For cowboy-friendly Western vibes among the glitz and glam of Vegas Strip, rest your head in a room at the Silverton Casino and Hotel, which is scheduled to unveil its remodeled guest rooms and pool areas this year. And those avoiding Vegas altogether can become one with nature and shopping and dining and golf at High Sierra Lodge, a beautiful Hyatt Residence Club on the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe. Day trip. Take a drive, hike, or activity outing in the largest wildlife refuge outside of Alaska. The Desert National Wildlife Refuge straddles the Great Basin and Mojave Deserts. 19. New Mexico. C. They don't call Santa Fe the city different for nothing. In this entrancing place, everything from the gracefully rounded adobes to the pinyon-scented air to the ristras hanging everywhere is utterly and delightfully different. The oldest capital in the country, it surrounds you with more than 400 years of history in a magical mashup of cultures and styles. Santa Fe is Spanish colonial, Native American, Hispanic, territorial, Romanesque, and modern, too. The historic plaza will enchant you with its Native American vendors selling silver and turquoise, Plaza of the Governors, New Mexico Museum of Art, and shops. Do. In Santa Fe, don't miss the markets and fiestas, including the iconic and long-standing Indian Market, August 19 to 20, International Folk Art Market, July 6 to 9, Traditional Spanish Market, July 29-30, and the Wine and Chili Fiesta, September 27th to October 1st. In any season, a walk along art-filled Canyon Road will charm and inspire. Whatever the day, grab a table on a rooftop patio somewhere and toast to the beauty of New Mexico as the sun sets behind the Sangre de Cristos. Eat. Pace yourself on the green chili cheeseburger trail. Order Christmas anywhere that serves good Mexican food if you want both red and green chili sauce, which you do. Get your Frito pie where it originated at Five and Dime General Store off the plaza. And don't forget Bizcochitos. Bakeries, cafes, and grocery stores can hook you up with the anise-flavored steak cookie. Stay. Get your vigas and kivas on at the many stylish boutique properties in Santa Fe. Some favorites? Inn of the Five Graces, Rosewood Inn of the Anasazi, La Fonda on the Plaza, Bishop's Lodge, and Four Seasons Resort Rancho Encantado. Day Trip 1. From Santa Fe, take the beautiful high road to Taos. On the drive, you will wind through the Carson National Forest and see the Santuario de Chimayo and the Church of St. Francis de Assisi, and the one made famous by Ansel Adams and George O'Keefe. Arriving in Taos, you'll discover a quirky confluence of ancient Native American, Old West, and art colony called the Soul of the Southwest, an apt description if for no other reason than the presence of the ancient Taos Pueblo. But other reasons abound. The Taos Society of Artists came, painted, and stayed, leaving their creative legacy everywhere, from the many art galleries to the terrific art museums and artists' homes. But it's not all art all the time. In and around Taos, you'll also find top-notch skiing, the Kit Carson Home and Museum, the Rio Grande Gorge Bridge, and a jumping-on point for the Enchanted Circle Scenic Byway. Day Trip 2. In the southern reaches of the state, more magical otherworldly experiences await. At White Sands National Park, the world's largest gypsum dune field fills 275 square miles of stunning white desert with massive wave-like dunes of gypsum sand. Nearby Las Cruces features desert, mountain, and river landscapes. In between hiking, golfing, and tennis, check out the New Mexico Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum, Mesilla Valley Bosque State Park, and the Railroad Museum. Number 20, North Dakota. C. a 32-mile drive between the towns of Gladstone and Regent on what's known as the Enchanted Highway, reveals a large-scale art installations all along the highway. You'll see a scrap metal wonder called Geese in Flight, a 40-foot-tall rooster pheasant, a giant Teddy Roosevelt next to his stagecoach and horses, and much more. Head over to Jamestown from Gladstone while you're at it to check out the National Buffalo Museum. Do. Bask in Native American, Western, and contemporary art at the Plains Art Museum in downtown Fargo. Eat. Outdoor dining options and around-the-fire family-style meals are two of the high points of Rosewild, the fine dining establishment inside Fargo's elegant Jasper Hotel. Staff prides itself on the farm-to-Fargo approach to the menu. Stay. We'd recommend a guided fishing trip at Devil's Lake, and you can stay lakeside at Woodlands Resort, which offers grand suites, lodge rooms, cabins, and even motel-style lodging. Day trip. Medora's Badlands terrains helped to shape one of the greatest and influential presidents, Theodore Roosevelt. You can take a deep dive into his story and his affinity for the area by visiting and getting active in Theodore Roosevelt National Park. Number 21, Oklahoma. See, there's no more exciting way to immerse yourself in the richness of Native American culture and tradition than a powwow. And there are lots to seek out in Oklahoma. Tonkawa Tribal Powwow in June, Sac and Fox Nation Powwow in July, Oklahoma Indian Nation Powwow in August, and the Cherokee National Holiday Intertribal Powwow in September are just a few. The grand entry, singing, drumming, fancy dancing, regalia, fry bread, it's an enthralling, immersive experience. Do. Hit Oklahoma City with a must-septenary that includes the Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum, the First Americans Museum, and the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Elsewhere, check out Celebrity Haunts, where it's all about live country music, food, drinks, and retail. Reba McEntire's Reba's Place, a partnership with the Choctaw Nation in her hometown of Atoka, and Blake Shelton's Old Red in his hometown of Tishomingo. Eat. The latest crop of James Beard semifinalists boasts several OKC standouts. Chef Jeff Chandleyoon of Madair Lao Kitchen, Chef Andrew Black at Grace Sweater, and the beverage program at Frida Southwest, a darling on the dining scene in the city's hip Paseo Arts District. Don't leave the state without eating some of its signature fare. Fried onion burgers at Tucker's in OKC. Chicken fried steak at Kendall's Restaurant in Noble, outside of town. Indian tacos at Miller Grill in Garth's hometown of Yukon. And fried pies at Arbuckle Mountain Original Fried Pies in OKC, Davis, and elsewhere. And let us not forget the fry bread. For fry bread tacos, try Champuli Cafe at the Choctaw Cultural Center in Calera, Fire Lake Fry Bread Taco in Shawnee, and Tim's Drive-In in War Acres. 39 Restaurant at the First Americans Museum doesn't have Indian tacos, but it does have fry bread and lots of other yummy things. Stay. Book a cabin at one of Oklahoma's many scenic parks. The Civilian Conservation Corps built many as part of FDR's New Deal. We're talking lakes, mountains, rivers, waterfalls, caves. Try Robbers Cave State Park for cabin cozying, honeymoon cabin number one, rappelling, lake swimming, horseback riding, trout fishing, canoeing, and hiking to the rumored cave hideout of Jesse James and Belle Starr. The park's equestrian trails and the nearby Talamina Scenic Drive burst into fall colors. A day trip, Willow Rock Museum and Wildlife Preserve outside of Bartlesville was reportedly a favorite of Leonardo DiCaprio's when he was in Oklahoma filming Killers of the Flower Moon. 22, Oregon. C. Northeast Oregon, part of the Nez Perce ancestral homeland, offers an unforgettable driving experience thanks to Hell's Canyon Scenic Byway, a horseshoe route that accesses America's deepest river gorge, Hell's Canyon, and the glorious Walla Walla Mountains. D. The Oregon Coast Trail passes through 28 coastal towns, think more than 350 miles of beaches and wooded corridors. If you stop anywhere along the way for an extended period of time, make it Cannon Beach, a hub of waterfront activities and home to the iconic Haystack Rock. Eat. Western-style dining in Pendleton, a must-visit town, has a home at Hamley Steakhouse. If you are in Portland, grab a cup of the only native-owned cafe in the city, Bison Coffee House. And locally sourced meats and ingredients are the thing at Ben's historic eatery, Pine Tavern, which has a ponderosa pine tree growing inside the dining area. Stay. Enjoy a large room, a cabin, or a campout at the Crater Lake National Park Lodge, where you get direct access to the water and aha moment views. Day trip. On Oregon's northern edge lie both Mount Hood and the Columbia River Gorge, with extreme highs and lows. Play and relax in the Hood River Valley, or take the Infinity Loop route to see a little bit of everything. 23. South Dakota. C. Bigger-than-life sculpted faces of historic leaders delight travelers of all stripes at both Mount Rushmore National Memorial and the Chief Crazy Horse Monument, which are a half hour apart in western South Dakota and can be visited in the same day. Do. Aside from the painted peaks and big sky views, Badlands National Park is known as one of the richest fossil beds in the world. Consider accessing the park via its 58-mile Badlands Loop Scenic Byway. Eat. Hungry after a day playing among the waterfalls at Falls Park in Sioux Falls? Get gussied up and experience fine dining at Parker's Bistro, or load up on casual Americana classics at the Phillips Avenue Diner. Stay. Traditional Native American decor, inspired by the Lakota Sioux tribes in the area, is a prominent feature at Rapid City's 1920s-built Hotel Alex Johnson, which is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Or get closer to the beauty of the Black Hills with some adventures at Spearfish Canyon Lodge. Day trip. Transport yourself back to the Old West of the 1800s with a day in the historic prospector's town of Deadwood, which lies in a canyon in the northern Black Hills. You won't lack for gambling, dining, and entertainment options there. Number 24. Texas, North. North Texas is a landscape of hidden treasures, and a local favorite is Dinosaur Valley State Park, where visitors can find real dinosaur tracks scattered in the bed of the Paluxy River. Do. Watch the daily Longhorn cattle drive at the Fort Worth Stockyards, or get your hands dirty with the herd experience. You can help drovers groom and saddle horses, rope and brand cattle, and tell a few chuck wagon stories. Eat. After a day of cattle driving, fill your belly with Tex-Mex at Joe T. Garcia's. The dinner menu is notoriously limited, just a family-style dinner of enchiladas and fajitas. You also can't go wrong with one of celebrated chef Tim Love's eateries, Lonesome Dove Bistro, and Love Shack included. Stay. Stick with the Rhinestone Cowboy vibe and stay at the new Hotel Drover, a luxury Spanish-style oasis in the heart of the stockyards. Day trip. Take the short drive east to Dallas for a day of shopping in the fashion center of the Southwest. Find high-end luxury boutiques at North Park Center, or spend a day knocking around the more bohemian Bishop Arts District. If home decor is more your jam, head to the Dallas Design District to find hundreds of designer shops and showrooms. 25. Texas Central. C. Stand on the banks of Lady Bird Lake in downtown Austin at sunset to see hundreds of thousands of bats take their nightly flight. Congress Avenue Bridge hosts a large colony of Mexican freestyle bats, which residents have adopted as their favorite mosquito-eating mascot. Do. Polish your boots and head to Green Hall, the oldest dance hall in Texas. Dance halls are a staple of hill country culture, and just about every great musician in the Lone Star State has performed in Green, from Willie Nelson to Lyle Lovett. The hall, built in 1878, features live music daily. Eat. Sample the barbecue of Central Texas and join one of the state's favorite debates, who makes the best brisket. Line up early for local favorite Franklin Barbecue in Austin. Take a drive outside of town to Snow's Barbecue in Lexington, or discover your own favorite pitmaster. The one constant for Texas barbecue is to show up early, because closing time is when the meats are sold out. Stay. Ever dream of going back to summer camp? Camp Lucy is a luxury resort for campers of all ages, offering the activities you remember: archery, swimming, fishing, hiking, plus camp activities for adults, a vineyard tour, olive tasting, and mixology classes. Fortunately, the private rooms, decorated with a modern Western flair, are nothing like the bunks at summer camp. Day trip. A clutch of craft distilleries popped up around the hill country over the past couple of decades, offering award-winning bourbon, whiskey, and rye. Head to Blanco to tour the Milam and Green whiskey operations, or down the road to High for the Garrison Brothers tour and tasting experience. Or follow the Texas Whiskey Trail and check them all off the list. 26. Texas West. C. The stars at night look especially bright through the lens of a McDonnell Observatory's telescope. Reserve a spot at a special viewing to use a large telescope, or join a star party for a tour of the constellations at the observatory's outdoor amphitheater. The University of Texas Research Center is in the heart of the Davis Mountains, which offer some of the darkest night skies in the U.S. Do. Cool off at the Balmoray State Park Desert Oasis, which boasts the world's largest spring-fed swimming pool. Bring snorkeling and scuba gear to explore the depths, or lounge on the shady banks of the park, built in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps. Eat. Chef Emiliano Marentes at El Amai in El Paso is serious about his tacos. For the James Beard semifinalist, it starts with an excellent corn tortilla, an art he has studied since working at tortillerias around town as a teenager. He tops his Mexico-style tortillas with unexpected delights, including rabbit, grapefruit, and cashew cream. Stay. Wake up to the breathtaking views of the Chisos Mountains just outside Big Bend National Park at the stunning Willow House Casitas. This is a full desert luxury where modern decor frames mountain views. The resort is designed for a balance of privacy and socializing, with individual cottages near the communal kitchen and fire pits. Day trip. Float the Rio Grande on a river tour through the dramatic canyons of Big Bend. Outfitters offer a variety of tours with multi-day adventures for experienced canoers and day trips for families and people of all skill levels. Number 27. Texas South. C. Situated on the migratory path for much of the hemisphere's bird population, South Texas is a birder's paradise. Can't tell a chachalala from a grove-billed annie? Head to one of the state parks or birding centers that offer information and guides. Two bird centers of note, Quintana Mazatlan Nature Hacienda in McAllen, and the South Padre Island Birding and Nature Center. Do. The Alamo is the most famous mission in Texas, but it's only one of five missions in San Antonio that make up the state's first UNESCO World Heritage Site. Mission Jose, San Jose, is the largest of the missions with a massive domed church and extensive grounds that make for a good nature walk and a nice contrast to the urban neighborhood of the Alamo. Eat. There is hardly a more joyful place in the West to eat a taco or lick an ice cream cone than the San Antonio Riverwalk. Casa Rio opened in 1946, the first restaurant along the pedestrian walkway along the river, and a prime spot to watch the people and riverboat tours pass by while munching on San Antonio-style chili con carne. Stay. Step into the foyer of the Grand Galvez and breathe in the decades of glamour and history in this century-old Galveston Hotel. A modern renovation puts it on the list of dream destinations in Texas. Day trip. The Houston Museum District hosts world-class museums that aren't to be missed. The Museum of Fine Arts Houston has burnished a global reputation and will celebrate its 100th anniversary in 2024. The Art Museum anchors a set of 19 museums, including museums dedicated to Buffalo Soldiers, Czech Heritage, Natural Sciences, and the famous Rothko Chapel, all in four walkable zones in the heart of Houston. Number 28, Utah. C. Two of Utah's best-known scenic attractions can be found, along with many other natural and man-made wonders, in the southeast corner of the state. Take in Monument Valley, the most recognized vista in the West thanks to countless Western films, and Four Corners, where Utah comes together with Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico in one perfect photo op spot. Do. A trip to Moab produces countless great outdoors opportunities with easy access to Canyonlands National Park, Arches National Park, and Dead Horse Point State Park. May all your Red Rock dreams come true. Eat. The eats and drinks are adventurous and serendipitous at Salt Lake City's Bambara, a new American bistro in the transformed lobby of an old bank. Stay. For both luxury and natural wonders, we've got two options. Amagiri, on the southern edge of the state, is a five-star hotel and resort that blends seamlessly into the Red Rock Ridgeline. And glamping at Capitol Reef Resort in Torrey means staying in a luxury cabin, teepee, or Conestoga wagon. Day trip. Those not already staying in Park City to ski or attend the annual Sundance Film Festival should at least consider a shorter jaunt into the mountain town. Historic Main Street is the center of the city's activity. Number 29, Washington State. C. Glacier-capped mountains, rainforests, and coastline all come together in the Olympic National Park on the northwestern Olympic Peninsula, where you can climb, fish, hike, and view wildlife. Closer to Seattle, there's also the picturesque active volcano Mount Rainier and its namesake National Park. Do. Seattle is the natural choice for a multitude of options, but you shouldn't miss the glory of Pike Place Market, the bustling Pioneer Square, or the Chihuly Garden and Glass next to the Space Needle. Eat. Yakima Nation member Janie Slagle has won fanfare and acclaim in Spokane for Indigenous Eats, which lets diners customize fry bread taco creations to their liking. Stay. The 268-foot waterfall Snoqualmie Falls is one of the most beautiful spots in the state. But why make a quick visit when you can stay nearby and spa to your heart's content? Salish Lodge and Spa is the perfect landing point. Day trip. an aimless day on the long, skinny Lake Chelan in central Washington will be of special interest to wine enthusiasts. There are more than 30 wineries for tours and tastings in the area. Number 30, Wyoming. C. If you can get to the Devil's Tower National Monument after dark, you'll experience some of the greatest sky and stargazing possible. The 876-foot geological feature is revered by indigenous communities and cuts a fine figure against the night sky. Do. If the weather permits, take a dip in one of the hot springs in Yellowstone National Park or in the alpine lakes of Grand Teton National Park. Relaxing in the water against a mountainous backdrop is some kind of wonderful. And in case you are up for some primo shopping, don't skip the inspired designs and creations at Jackson's Lila Rose Ranch. Eat. Grand Teton National Park is home to Ginny Lake Lodge, a luxury resort with a beloved restaurant on property. You'll experience 5-course meals and amazing views at the dining room. Stay. For those planning adventure-packed group trips in western Wyoming, Reed Creek Lodge promises a wide range of experiences. You can get cozy in a log cabin suite at the McGee Homestead, a real cattle ranch in Saratoga. And don't forget about Jackson Hole's Diamond Cross Ranch, featured elsewhere in this issue. Day trip. Speaking of the Jackson Hole Valley, it's one of the more populated areas in Wyoming where you can live it up in a variety of ways. There's the bustling town of Jackson, where entertainment options abound, but there's also the famous Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, the National Elk Refuge, and the National Museum of Wildlife Art.
Where the art is. We asked the leaders at 3 interior design firms to share their collecting tips and curation secrets. Spoiler alert, they want you to follow your heart. By Rhonda Reinhart. 1. Jeremiah Young, Kibler & Kirch, Billings, Montana. How important is original art in a project? I don't think that I've ever seen a successfully designed space without great art. There's a sometimes subtle but essential quality that original art imparts to a home. It's the brush strokes, the tiny imperfections, and the sense that human hands have made a work of art that really has a great effect on a space. Where do you look for unique pieces? I believe that good design speaks to its place in the world. We seek out artists local to the home in order to tell the story of where we are. Who are some of your favorite artists from the American West? I have to plug the indigenous artists I represent in Stapleton Gallery, which I started a few years ago as a sister business to our design firm. Ben Pease is a young artist whose potential cannot be overstated. He will be one of the greats, much like another one of our artists, Kevin Redstar. Kevin might be the most important living Native artist of his generation. We also love the work of Judd Thompson, who is not afraid of color, and his work is kind of blowing up right now. Photography belongs in every home and doesn't get the same attention as paintings in the West, so I try to incorporate black and white photos into every space. Audrey Hall is the best working in Montana at the moment. How about art buying tips for homeowners? My best tip for acquiring art is to buy what you love, not what you think is a good investment. That said, I also really encourage people to reach out to galleries that represent their favorite artists to procure commissions. That way, you are getting to know your favorite artist personally and getting the expertise of the gallery curators that can help you make smart art investments. 2. Rush Jenkins and Klaus Baer, WRJ Design, Wyoming, Jackson, Wyoming. How important is original art in a project? Bear. Art is critical, and I think it's important to remember that art does not necessarily have to mean expensive. It should mean what you love. It really should be about collecting the pieces of art that integrate with something that speaks to you, which is different for all of us. Jenkins. Bringing meaningful art into the home is such an important step in the design process, one that often determines much of the work we do in a space. Our clients often have certain pieces that are personally very meaningful, and so we work to ensure that the fabrics, palette, furniture, and textures are complementing the art and never fighting it. Where do you look for unique pieces? Jenkins. Typically, we travel extensively around the world for inspiration and to source pieces for our clients. Meanwhile, the art scene in Jackson, combined with the spectacular natural surroundings, is a large part of why we moved our business here from New York in 2010. It has always been such a pleasure to take our clients to local galleries to experience the art firsthand and to find what pieces speak to them. A visit to Jackson's Turner Fine Art, for instance, resulted in the purchase of a special work by renowned local artist Catherine Mapes Turner. The painting Elk in the Mist now presides over a French age-oak dining room table with a Belgian bluestone top in the client's Jackson area home. How about art buying tips for homeowners? Jenkins. As Klaus said, first and foremost, what do you love? If you're able to collect what you love, then you're going to enjoy looking at the art every single day. And then it's extraordinarily important that you look at art in the context of the environment where it's being placed. There is a magic that happens when you put the right art within the right place. And if you don't, the art's not going to sing as much as it could. Understanding the scale, understanding the size, understanding the palette and the color, the content, all those things are really important. Bear. Changing a frame, for instance, from contemporary to traditional, can really change the way you experience the piece of art. So even though that's a little detail, it's a big detail. And three, Julie Dodson. Dodson Interiors, Houston. How important is original art in a project? Art defines the personality of a room and can really help speak to the personality of the homeowner as well. Original art is important, yes, but even more important is art that tells your story. I have a client who travels throughout Africa for work, and his journeys are documented with photography. We blew up the images as artwork in his breakfast room. It feels personal, beautiful, and helps to share his story. Where do you look for unique pieces? In Texas, my go-to galleries are Dimmock Contemporary Art, McLean Gallery, and Laura Rath Fine Art, and Dinner Party Antiques for Vintage in Round Top. Who are some of your favorite artists from the American West? There are so many strong Texas artists, John Holt Smith, Sarah Ferguson, John Alexander, Christian Eckhart, Paul Meyer. We recently installed a work by Houston artist Joe Mancuso. How about art buying tips for homeowners? I think it's important to do your own research. Our job is to figure out who a client is when designing their home, but art is personal. It's intimate. With art, when you find a piece you love, often you can't explain why you love it. It's important for the homeowner to do a bit of legwork, to get out there and see what they gravitate towards.
Thank you for joining us for the Western Magazine Hour, stories and articles about the American West. Your narrator has been Jack. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.